Bill Flores joins us this morning in studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. By the way, when that advertising clip broke a minute ago, reminded my early days in broadcasting when the tapes would break.
Yes. Fortunately, you don't have to put scotch tape together to do that. You just restart the computer and it. But you know, once again, machinery. We're at the.
That's mercy exactly right. I saw it myself. It wasn't human error this time. So.
So you're here. Congress goes back into session when?
December 2nd.
December 2nd. Let's talk first before we talk about things going on in D.C. We were talking in our political segment earlier this morning. Some pretty pointed comments from the Pope about. Maybe a new direction he's trying to take the Catholic Church. I know you've gotten a chance to review some of his thoughts, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about what the Pope said.
Well, it's really interesting. If you look at what he is, he talked about what he's against. He's against the free enterprise system, but he didn't talk about what he was for. The opposite of the free enterprise system is more of a socialist or communist type system where you have a government that takes from some people that have money and you give it to others that don't. Well, that model hasn't worked at all. I mean, you can look at the Soviet Union. It's basically he's not doing a very good job of defining the differences between paychecks or food stamps. And I haven't seen many people that consider themselves to be self-fulfilled when they're on food stamps. I mean, paychecks is the best social program designed by man. And so I think he's on the wrong side of not only history, but real-world economics when he goes this direction.
Well, I find it, we talked about how the Apostolic Council 50 years ago had said that communism is the scourge of the world, and now to say that this idea of trickle-down economics is a problem. But then also the whole idea of church and state and separation, is this something that the leader of a religious group should be discussing necessarily?
Well, I don't think so, particularly when he doesn't have his facts right. I mean, the Catholic Church, I think, has been a beneficiary of the free market system because it is one of the world's richest organizations, and that didn't come from taxing some people and giving it to the church. It came from people who went out and made money and then contributed to the church, and the Vatican is sitting over there that's accumulated, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth.
Certainly, yep. Bill Flores joining us in studio this morning. I'd like to get your comments. I think, shockingly, the United States came up with a proposal for the Iranians having to do with their nuclear weapons. And by the way, today, Iran is now saying that the information that the United States has released is incorrect. First, your idea about being joining up to come up with some sort of settlement with Iran on their nuclear program.
Well, I think it goes back to the overarching issue that the White House is dealing with today, and that they're trying to do everything they can to change the channel, if you will, so that Americans aren't focused on Obamacare. He's tried to start taking credit for an energy revolution that he had nothing to do with except to get in the way of it. He's trying to change the channel and talking about how the economy is doing better because of him. And so now he wants to try to cut a deal in Iran. And the weird thing about the deal in Iran is it's caused the Israelis and the Saudis to want to become closer to because they're both scared of Iran. I think the president is just trying to snooker the American people on this particular issue. This deal with Iran, I mean, I've read the White House release, and I mean, just a cursory reading of it tells me the gaps that are in it. Hey, they're going to think about reducing their centrifuge activity and their processing activity so that we can talk for 6 months. I mean, how many Americans think that that'd be a good deal?
And, well, the other thing is we've discussed earlier this week, now you basically have Israel and Saudi Arabia on the same side, and I don't know that we would have thought there'd be many circumstances that would cause those two to join up and express an opinion that would be against the United States.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a bad deal, and it was all designed to try to give the president and Jay Carney something else to talk about other than Obamacare. Now, I want to remind everybody, healthcare.gov is supposed to be working perfectly now on Saturday of this week, so we'll see.
Or you could wait till Monday if you want to give them till that. But again, y'all are about to go back into session, so what are the items that you'll be discussing starting then?
We'll have several fiscal discussions between December the 2nd and December the 13th when we break for the holidays. And I don't expect a lot in terms of legislation related to fiscal matters because the Budget Conference Committee is not going to report their work out to December 13th. Based on my discussions with Paul Ryan, I think any thing that we agree to is going to be very modest if we agree to anything at all. The two sides are still pretty far apart. in terms of the solution to fix the fiscal trajectory of the company. But January and February are going to be pretty action-packed. We're going to have lots of discussions about fiscal issues, the debt ceiling, funding the government. Obamacare is going to continue to be an issue. I'd like to see us start talking about immigration, get it on the table, break it up into bite-sized pieces, and get those bills on the table at about the rate of two a month.
All the polling tends to indicate right now that people are obviously not pleased with the way that the president is running the country. Now, with that in mind, gaze into your crystal ball as far as how you think Republican leadership will tread now, because possibly there's an opportunity for some support that they maybe didn't have 60 days ago when they were going to blame the Republicans on shutting down the government. Suddenly, are the Republicans emboldened at this point?
Yes, we are. I mean, I don't think we ever really got that down. I think some of the pundits in Washington got down on the Republicans, but I think we knew that we were on the right side when it came to trying to fix the country's fiscal challenges. We were on the right side when it came to warning about the dangers of Obamacare, which are now staring all Americans in the face. We were right about the regulatory regime coming out of Washington that's creating all these headwinds for economic growth. So, yes, we feel emboldened. Now, will we be able to do a lot? I don't know. Well, let me rephrase that. We'll be able to do a lot in the House in terms of passing legislation that fixes real world problems. On the other hand, I wouldn't expect the Senate to do much of anything. I think Harry Reid's going to put them into lockdown mode so that his fellow Democrats don't have to take many votes. So if it were up to me, if I were the leadership, I would be talking about jobs and economy. I'd be talking about fiscal bills. I'd be talking about energy. I would be talking about a replacement for Obamacare, put our option up. And I mean, we've always talked about repeal, repeal and replace, but we've never had the replacement up. We do have a replacement bill up now. We need to run it through the committee process and get it on the floor. So, and I'd, like I said, I'd do immigration as well.
Sure.
Between now and about July.
As we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, I guess one of the greatest blessings is coming down to your congressional district, which is one of the most prosperous in America.
It is. I'll tell you what. Thank goodness we live in Texas and particularly live in the Brazos Valley. It's really interesting for me to sit down with my colleagues, be they Democrat or Republican, and talk about economic conditions at home. We are really blessed here in Texas. And so some of the things they talk about, it's hard for me to even visualize how tough it is back in their home districts, because we're in just such great shape here. So in terms of Thanksgiving, we've got a lot to be thankful for here in the Brazos Valley.
We do indeed. We appreciate you coming in. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. You and your family have a good holiday.
All right. Thank you. And I'd ask all our listeners to be especially thankful in their prayers this week for our military men and women that protect us and our first responders.
Sure. Thanks so much.